Welcome,
Matt Howie.
Welcome,
Jessamine.
Welcome to the Metafilter Podcast.
Okay, so this is episode, what, 58?
You just checked, yeah.
58 of the Metafilter Podcast, and we'll just do this as a short one for the awesomest post of ever to December 2010 contest.
Where talk. Short means maybe only an hour.
Yeah, no, way shorter.
Way shorter?
All right. Yeah. So how do we even start? I have like...
You're the boss.
I have 40, geez, almost 40 things
I
marked
off. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. I have 19, I think, that I liked, that I pulled out as ones that I thought were super terrific.
God, I've got like 40.
I have a smaller list. Not because there wasn't good stuff, but like, you know, I'm trying to go with the stuff that I specifically remember engaging with. Like, I mean, there was a bunch of posts that, frankly, you know, I don't read every single post, and it was a busy enough month that I didn't, you know, have time to do that unusually. So it's like I looked at the ones that I read that I remember liking and that I think hopefully I liked for some reason other than just happens to be pandering to my interests. So there was like there was at least one Minecraft post that it was a perfectly nice little post, but it's not really worth mentioning in this context because it was just a Minecraft post. So I got like
I read every post.
Yeah, you deserve a gold star.
Hey, maybe I can extend my gold star another week.
I was going to ask about that. Like, I mean, we'll have to retire it at some point, obviously, but I didn't know if there was a specific plan for that, you know. It seems like we should do it sooner rather than later before it becomes too much a fixture, because then we'll have the whole, oh, yeah. My God, what happened to Jessamine's gold star thing? And somewhere
that would
Stan
be pretty
Chin
funny, though.
I was thinking 1 month, just January.
That sounds great. Yeah. And then when Josh hits his 5-year, he can have it. His own star.
Or Metafilter Pro can give stars to anyone.
Oh, now you're going to have to edit the fucking thing, Matt. You do this to yourself. All right, well, here's the thing that I noticed about the posts, that there were basically two posts that everybody on Metafilter thought were amazing, one of which was one that I also personally felt was amazing, and the other one of which I just wasn't, I don't know. But as far as, you know, posts that were the absolute best post for December, it almost seems like there were two crowd favorites.
Yeah, I agree.
I know at least what I mean. I agree generally. I've got a few big posts, but one of them is one that you're talking about. I'm sure the Star Trek or the Star Trek Titanic, but
no, Hitchhike. Yeah,
that Star Wars post, you know,
Raumi's Starship Titanic post.
Yeah,
in fact, Raumi had
favorite.
Almost 1,000 favorites in only two posts worth of posts. In December.
That's nuts.
So, you know, we could quibble about which one of these posts we like the most.
I
think the Hitchhiker's Guide post wins just because of the added context of what happened. Not only was it this fantastic post about something that's kind of a not well-known, didn't really come off well bit of niche nerdery at the time, you know, but also the
niche
fact
nerdery
that...
Niche nerdery was exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. Well, and that makes for a good post in the first place. I mean, niche nerdery on any subject, this is sort of nerdery, I guess, but then the fact that the post goes up and we end up with Yaz showing up and giving all this extra crazy fucking, basically making a whole nother post inside the post from a insider perspective was just like, and I realized Raumi couldn't actually plan that, but oh my God, it was the best thing ever.
It was the best thing ever, and in numbers nerdery, if Raumi hadn't made the stupid Gawker password post, this would have been his 42nd post, and as you know, 42 is sort of a number. But his
420
first
favorites.
That right, it's I know 420 favorites, dude. And then his first comment that mentions it would have been his 42nd post itself has 42 favorites. It's crazy. It's like 2011 being the sum of all those primes, you know, consecutive primes.
11.
And you're like, whoa. And it's like, it's numbers. Everything's made of numbers. You can always find a good number thing. But this has some good number things attached to it also.
And this touches on like all my favorite things about a great Metafilter post, which is like uncovering some bizarro history I had no idea about uncovering.
Tells a neat story, fan stuff.
And tells me something about like some subgenre of nerdery I was not previously unaware they existed. And then the comment on top of it was just mind-blowing. Of like all the insider information, it was just crazy.
Yeah, and it had like links to audio recordings, it had links to playthroughs, it had links to little celebrity cameos within the thing itself. You know, Douglas Adams did some of the cameo voice stuff. And I don't know about you guys, but like I watched the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy kind of BBC stuff that came out, which I think was on Hulu last month. And you know, I had the original. I think it was an Infocom game that was terrible, and so it
no,
was kind of
awesome.
Neat. Seeing.
It was. I mean, it was terrible in the sense of terror.
It was
as
impossible.
In,
was
yeah,
the problem.
It was a wonderful, wonderful fucking death trap for any gamer. Well, I mean, it was so great because it was a game.
Because you
so
played
evil.
It forever. Well, because it was impossible.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, it was totally you have to figure out the correct order of operations to do stuff sort of game. But it wasn't
put
like
the fish
you have
in your
to
ear
do.
And then. Right.
Well, yeah, but you couldn't just do four things, like figure out the four things you have to do in order, and then, okay, you deal with it. You can do that, and you sort of figure stuff out, but there's so many callbacks in the game that, like, you can fail to do one little innocuous thing at the beginning of the game and get to the very fucking end and lose. And it's terrible game design, but it's terrible game design in a sort of iconic, wonderful fucking in the spirit of the thing sort of way.
It was probably the first game I ever hated. For that reason, because I was like, this is abstruse, I can't but you know, and loved at the same time, but hated really.
Yeah.
Also, and you know, but I played it on some, I don't even remember the computer, an IBM PC Junior or something like that, and so everything kind of sucks on a PC Junior. So yeah, I think we agree that this was the our favorite, like probably best post for December. And you know, from that we should then back up and talk about some of the other stuff that we really liked.
Yeah, I think this post would have been in my top three no matter what anything was left as a comment, just because it reminded me of like that, what was that weird thing Andy Bao found? It was like the bus drive through Penn and Teller's video game, like uncovering something like that 20
bus.
Years later.
Yeah, well, and, yeah, I would say like this Hitchhiker's Guide, the video game, the original text adventure, is kind of like the desert bus.
Yeah, it's pointless
Infocom
and
games.
Horrible.
You know, it's like it's basically flipping you the finger.
Well,
and people love it anyway because
not,
yeah.
Even if you're not into Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, you can appreciate what might be very interesting about this. Like, you don't have to be a gamer. You don't have to love Douglas Adams. You don't have to. You don't need specialized knowledge to be able to get it, but if you have specialized knowledge, you're going to be really into it. I mean, maybe. I'm sure people will find reasons to hate this post and tell us about it. But,
no, don't challenge them.
Okay, so moving on, what other posts did you guys like? Do you want to bat around categories? Did you have categories for them? Because I broke down a whole bunch of like favorite giant mega post, favorite single link post. Do you guys have categories for yours?
I roughly separated mine into big and small. So I've got a few more big ones and then a handful of small ones that I also thought were kind of fun.
Okay. Do we want to start with what are the maybe next time we should plan out how we're going to do this. But
let's do the big ones first. Let's start with bigger ones.
Okay. The big, like, mega link posts?
Yeah, that sort of stuff. Like, I for example, and I...
Oh, with an honorable mention for Miko's end of November Alice's Restaurant post, which I just wanted to mention again as being tremendous, but not in December.
I can't remember if we did a podcast in December after this post went up, because I feel like maybe I mentioned this before. But the Mystery Science Theater musical moments roundup.
We definitely talked about Mystery Science Theater next because you were trying to explain to me the difference between
Mike.
The one guy and that other guy, and I thought one of them was the robot.
Yeah, the Mike and the Joel stuff. Well, was just
awesome.
To mention it again, it remains awesome, and it was in December, and it was just this big roundup Jay Harris did of lots and lots of musical bits out of MST3K, which is nice because, as I think I said last time, MST3K is wonderful in a sort of a slow burn sort of way, and being able to pick out like the bright spots in it is a kind of nice way to deal with what is otherwise hundreds of hours of sort of mixed bag TV. So I thought it was really fantastic.
Jay Harris does consistently good posts, I think, too.
He's a nerd's nerd.
Right.
I think I want to be him when I grow up.
What needs to happen for that to happen?
I don't know. Do I kill him and take his skin?
eat his heart and take his power?
Oh, yeah. Like in the beginning of, what is it? Jason goes to hell. That's what happens.
Oh, of course.
There's the eating of Jason's oversized, gruesome heart by the guy doing the autopsy.
Nice.
And then people start dying.
Which brings up my favorite, my other favorite Megalink post, which I also mentioned in the last podcast, but it was the Mega Misfits assembly post.
Oh, yeah.
Which was 256, who also made a bunch of great posts this month. Did this really great kind of essay, what's going on with the Misfits, you know, from way back then until now, talking about Danzig and what happened. I don't think I have to super mention it again because I mentioned it last month, but it was pretty good. And the thread is cool because it's people talking about the Misfits and when they saw the Misfits and all the things. There's comments from you know, Brainy and Adiposer and a couple others with their sort of personal recollections, which is another thing I really like in a thread.
You know, when I was looking over the month last night, reviewing everything, like just skimming every single day's posts, there was a giant load in the first like 4 days of awesome posts, and then the last like 5 days of the month there's a giant load of awesome posts, so that we're repeating stuff that we taped in the first 5 days of the month, you know, is when we saw all this stuff. It totally makes sense.
I like how you call it taped. It's a little funny.
It is. And I still say album.
You still say what? Album, yeah.
Yeah.
The other Megalink post, which is just to mention for people who would love it, and I think everybody else probably skipped it, was from another person who made a lot of really good posts, Infinite Intimation. It's basically a gigantic post about fritters.
Oh.
I missed that entirely somehow.
What species of food is 2,000 years old, has evolved copious adaptive variations, and still tastes as delicious as ever? Josh, you may know the fritter in your world as the donut.
Oh, no, I'm familiar with the fritter. I just missed the post.
Yeah, it's a
good
post.
Me and fritters are on good terms.
And the word fritter is hilarious.
It is. It's one of the great words of silly food vocabulary.
Mini fritter, angry fritter.
My Italian grandmother would call them what would she call them? Frites? Because it's just fried dough balls, and sometimes they're sugary, sometimes they're savory.
Well, yeah. There's zucchini fritter recipes, banana fritter recipes. Then there's also beignets, cuchi fritos, tempura. We all love tempura, I think. Yep. Buñuelos, and some other words I can't pronounce. Croquettes. It's kind of like a chicken fritter. But this was a really good post, too, and it was long, 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 and really good.
What if I challenged you guys to come up with the best video you saw last month on Metafilter, if you had to pick one?
Oh, easy.
What? I've got like four. I can't decide.
I have two single link YouTubes that both made me stupidly happy.
Okay.
One of which was, fuck your Honda Civic, I've got a horse outside.
Ooh, I didn't even see that.
And I don't know why I loved it. Like, it makes no sense. It's like these guys, the Rubber Bandits, they're from Limerick, Ireland, and they're just kind of dudes who do this kind of hip-hoppy rap song stuff in this kind of jokey way, and they perform with plastic bags over their heads.
Yeah, what's up with that?
They do.
I don't know. And, like, I looked at their other stuff, and it's like, it's okay, but there's something really funny about that video, or it just poked me in my completely funny, I don't know. It just made me totally happy for no reason I could figure out, and I enjoyed it tremendously. And it happened in the middle of the month, which was not where a lot of the other stuff I was falling in love with came from. Fuck your Honda Civic, I've a horse outside. It's all about being at a wedding and you're flirting with the girl who's actually like a famous model in real life. and all these guys have their kind of hot rod cars that they want to take her home in, and he's like, fuck those guys, I've got a horse. And he does, and they ride off into the sunset. But it's like a fun, stupid, jokey, sweary video, and it made me laugh.
I had the only thing on my short list that was a video. It's not a single video, but it's a collection of single videos. It was the Dancing Alone Pony post that Oina Papanton made.
Yeah.
Because it's this great big tableau of lots of different people who posted crappy amateur YouTube videos of themselves dancing along to the same song. And it's really...
What song is it?
What?
What song is it?
I don't even know the name of the song. I think it might be Pony.
Okay, I'm going to have to play one of these videos.
Oh, according to the first comment, it appears to be Pony by Ginuwine. But yeah, it's fantastic because it's like such a... You don't get this opportunity to really sort of look at people doing the same thing in their own idiosyncratic way in this sort of context very much. You know, I mean, you don't...
They're usually mimicking a video like the Beyonce Single Ladies or something like that.
Well, or even if they are, they own. You don't necessarily get to see like 40 different people doing it. It's a thing. Like if you hear someone sort of singing a song along to themselves or singing along with radio, that's one thing. But being able to like compare 40 different people doing that would be a different sort of experience. And so I really like this because of the way it took all these and put them together. And I think I made a comment in the post saying, you know, someone really needs to edit these all together because I think that'd be even more fantastic watching like align them all and watch
literally
40 different people.
Them
literally, yeah. So maybe a rainy day project.
Well, and I liked it too because I think it was kind of the exception that proves the rule about Tumblr blogs, you know? Because there's a lot of like kind of cheap, easy Tumblr blog posts that are like, well, whatever, whatever, whatever. But then occasionally you see one like this and you're like, yeah, that's completely bizarre and esoteric enough that it makes a great Tumblr blog and it makes a great post.
Yeah. So what were your videos, Matt?
When you were talking about Supercut, that reminds me of like Vimeo's like favorite movie of the year. Was the, you've seen this video of someone just splicing together people dropping their camera. Just like, it's like
that.
3 minutes of whoops, 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 whoops. Like, it's so great.
I have not
great.
Seen that.
Oh my God.
Footage of that?
Yeah, it's someone just grabbing found footage and making a supercut, kind of.
Nice.
See, when you say supercut, I think haircut.
Yeah.
Well, it's $8 or less than it takes. I don't know. Vimeo dropping camera.
Watching other people look things up on the internet makes me twitch.
Dude, yeah. That's your job.
Not in real life.
Fuck. It was. I've seen it a million times this year, but it was also like. Oops. It's called Oops.
Oh, that won't be hard to find.
No, I think I've found it. Oops. Finalist at this year's Vimeo Awards. They had a Vimeo Awards? Hello. Okay.
Where have we been?
I found it.
Send
it
the link over
now
the
tubes. Now let's all listen as we watch it. 10 minutes of it, but you watch 10 seconds of it and you'll get the point that it's kind of awesome.
I'm bracing myself for droppage.
Come on.
I'm gonna live blog this video. I see a guy.
Wait, is this not it?
I don't know.
Well, just go up to like 50 seconds into it.
Okay.
This isn't funny. It's just this kid.
Flip it.
Oh, it's the footage. It's the footage from the cameras themselves that are being dropped.
Yes.
Okay, that makes. I was trying to figure out how the fuck someone found so many shots that people had managed to get of other people dropping their cameras. Like it was just going to be a series of like static one shots of person holding a
no.
camera. Thump.
No, it's exactly what you said. Where people like instead of making a Tumblr blog of people's awkward videos, you make a cut of that.
Yeah.
So this guy went out and found everyone's awesome. The beginning's a little slow, but it eventually speeds up. And
I gave up.
It's good, I swear.
I believe you. I believe you.
This isn't... I remember it being really fast, like whoops, 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 whoops.
Maybe you
like,
watched the theatrical cut.
maybe I'll watch the Made for the Mall crowd. I don't know.
Billy Rakenup.
Dang, maybe this isn't the right one. I remember it being so much faster. Anywho, sorry. Let me see. My favorite. I have lots of. Let me see.
I have one more already that you guys can look at in 30 seconds while you're all looking things up on the Google. This is by Griffiths, and it's basically the shortest single link YouTube post that I saw where somebody's pug falls into the toilet. Bawoosh.
Is it Griffiths or Gryphus? I always thought it was Gryphus. I have no reason to think I'm right, but...
I think of Griffiths because I think of Griffin, but I don't know. I guess now we'll ask him.
Yep.
2 points.
That
pug
is
Griffith's
in that toilet.
Store.
That is
well,
totally
and I like
a thing
because it's
happening.
Got this like stupid dramatic music, and the guy is clearly losing his shit, and he's got an entire channel devoted to how much he loves this pug. So it's not like, haha, my dog's in the toilet, stupid asshole dog. It's like, oh my god, it's my beloved animal, and it fell in the toilet.
But I'm
and now
laughing.
I'm gonna make a 30-second video, you know, and put dramatic music.
Let me hit you with all my videos. This the mirror video on Flickr was really cool. It's just some weird video effect.
Yeah, it was kind of neat.
Mounting a camera on the front of your car and then...
How do you pronounce this user's name?
Ah, I accidentally closed a tab. let me see.
Fire.
Fire.
Okay, me too.
Yeah.
I like to shout that's really cool, Matt. I like that.
Let me see.
The music is awesome.
It's neat, but it's in the thread. People are talking about, you know, they should use this for other footage too. And I'm not sure it would work anywhere other than a cityscape because you wouldn't have anything really jamming
sticking up.
Yeah, or anything that
it would just
look...
be sky and sky in my place.
I guess you get some trees, but I don't think you'd get the same effect from seeing a doubled over tree as you would from seeing a doubled over skyscraper that could be some sort of floating. So yeah, I'd be curious to see if anybody actually really made it work in the same compelling way outside of a city.
Oh, sorry.
I love
this. Was one of my favorite also.
Yeah, this is probably
Spaceman
my...
Sticks' post.
Yeah, the video of mounting... Both of these are those Hero... What are they? GoPro Hero
Oh, and it's got
cams.
That awesome music. Which awesome music is this?
I'm trying to listen to them without sound so I don't interrupt my own thing.
I don't have the sound on, but talking. Yeah, it says Flo Rida, right round.
You spin my head round.
Yeah. Which there was a really great cover of on music years
like
and years ago.
Like a record.
This is pretty fucking sweet.
Holy wow.
So, that's the mounting
this is
the
not
camera
helping my vertigo at all.
Yeah,
this seriously looks like something
sword.
Out like
it's
a 3D
awesome.
Engine test.
As someone said, you will see this in Hollywood action film in the next 6 months probably being filmed. This will be like the action sequence.
Wow.
That's probably my favorite video of the month. But I would say in long form video, the "Don't Steal a Hacker's Computer" video is great.
Yes, that was on my list as well.
45 minutes long or something. I loved every second of it though.
By Avenger 50, you got to say everybody's name. It's like
recognition awards. It's the year end awards. Let me go through them really quick. This is my favorite Christmas post or holiday post. Was the 25 years. Of the kids coming down the stairs video was very...
What did I just tell you? By the Welk?
By the Welk. Yeah, I haven't finished my sentence yet. That was just cute and heartwarming and goofy. The water sculptures posted by G-Man was great. Just because as a photographer, you learn really quickly the dumb tricks you can do that look cool. And one of them's like dripping water and doing ultra high speed photos of that. So you get like crazy drips, but... Just for someone to just let go of water in the air, I'm like kicking myself. I never thought of that. It's
hey,
so
did you see Kotke
awesome.
Going back and forth with Grimmelman on Twitter yesterday?
Yeah, the
about whether you can call these things a liquid sculpture because there's some other artist that does a thing called liquid sculpture.
No,
I guess Kotke.
Well, it was just the trademark holder, and I've gotten trademark. You just get random emails from someone going. Hey, someone asked a question on your site or posted a link and they called something.
They strung two common words together and I strung them together first.
Inflatable roller coaster, and I'm the guy that owns fucking inflatable roller coaster. And it's not that, you know, the thing's being linked to, so can you take that down? I'm like, that's ridiculous, you know? People can describe things in any words they want.
And that was sort of what was going on with Kotke, I guess.
I think Jason wanted some backup to tell the guy to buzz off.
Right.
And then the storm apocalypse video of 30 seconds of snow pile up was just plain awesome.
That was
seen
pretty
that?
Neat.
Like,
by who?
By Menon. Lost that tab. Rory Marinich. I've never had to pronounce that last name or second name.
Rory Marinich.
Yes,
that's
the least
troubling username we've talked about all podcast.
It's
just a name. You just say it, man.
I've never had to.
I thought 256 was pretty good. Or do you think maybe it's 256?
It's hard to say.
256.
2 to the 8th. I mean, you know, there's a lot of ways to go with that.
Oh.
He would be a huge pain in the ass if he insisted that's how it was pronounced. But, you know, That's
pronounced.
Pronounced. It's how pronounced is pronounced.
You do this just to taunt me at this point.
Yes.
All right, go. What's next? Are there any other made-up categories?
I got more posts, but no more videos.
I didn't have that many videos. Yeah. Sorry, Josh, what?
Yeah, I was just saying the same thing. I've got more posts, but I just didn't have video stuff.
I had a low video quotient, I guess, because the bar was kind of high for YouTube stuff.
Oh, you guys said your favorite videos, each one.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying I don't have any more.
But I only had a couple.
Yeah.
I had a couple other like single link posts that I really liked because I felt like it's good to give the nod to, you know, a post doesn't have to have a whole bunch of links in order to be kind of terrific. Mm-hmm. So another one by G-Man, which was a link to the guy from Zug who just ate candy for a week.
Oh yeah,
I didn't like
did you
that
see
very
that?
Much.
Did you not like it because it made you sick or because Zug?
I just didn't like the write up that much. I thought it was.
I thought it was a little cute,
but it just didn't have a whole lot of substance to it. I felt it was more like one of those things where he decided he was going to have some numbers going up and down during the month, and then after that he basically just filled in the things to eat and the stuff
to say
about them.
Yeah, and I'm not
them.
Totally convinced he ever actually did it.
Yeah,
but,
it just felt a little inauthentic, you know. I
would think he would just be throwing up after like 3 days of only candy.
And I guess to some extent I'm upset that the blog wasn't. Like that the write-up didn't involve a more interestingly visceral descent into madness, you know? If you're going to eat candy for a week, I want some fucking Hunter Thompson shit, you know? I want things to go badly. I don't just want, by this point, I didn't like candy very much. You know, it's like,
Right, but were you puking? Did you break out in zits?
Yeah.
Did you wind up with some sort of like,
It needed
butt problems?
Tell me about the like high-volume screaming match you end up with. You know, having with a postman on day six because you know you've lost all grasp on human socialization and things just appear to you in dim shapes.
Two dimensional, you become a two dimensional.
I mean that the post was perfectly nice. I don't mean to shit on everything. I just that's how I felt about it.
Like you would content. If you'd eaten candy for five straight days.
I know. Like I'm not trying to be gross, but I really wanted some sort of like reality, some underbelly, some like tell me about the consistency of your.
Well, especially because Zug occasionally does these really, really crazy in-depth, like cockeyed kind of.
Yeah.
Like this is how I tried to light a fire for like three straight days. And, you know, like the prank they did at the Super Bowl, the prank they pretended to do at the Super Bowl with the lights, like that was really cool and like in-depth. And this, I was hoping for more, I guess. You know how occasionally like the oatmeal guy does stuff and you're just like, this is stupid link bait, not funny like your other stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't, but I liked the idea of it, I guess, and how it ran away in my head, not the actual thing.
I think also because it was an idea first.
If it was better than it was, it would have been great.
As will many things, actually.
And that's our best post. Thank you, everybody.
Good night. And there was also this one, which was just kind of, I think, it was one of those more favorited than commented in.
Oh, my God. I love that.
It was just teeny, right? It's like 3x7, 8. Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It's 30 pictures from Bell Labs in the late 60s.
That is great stuff. I really like that one as well.
But the pictures are cool, and there's some little commentary, and there's a guy playing a guitar, and the tape librarian, and I don't know. I just liked this for what it was, which was a very simple, sort of really straightforward kind
was
of
that
post.
The post where people are talking about their memories? I think it was a different retro post where they're talking about that clothes colors weren't as bright, and that every time you look at pictures from the 60s or 50s or 40s, it's like duller and duller and duller colors, and that's not film production, and that's not your memory. That's like actual. Like we just didn't have
back then.
It's how they made clothes and how they made colorful clothes.
Yeah, I just love. Yeah, I love that post.
When I looked at the Bell Labs post, it was totally getting hammered at the time, so all the pictures were loading slow, so it felt like authentically older to me too, because it's like it was like 1993 again, and I was using a
and you were watching a JPEG load.
Yeah, the 2400 baud modem.
If you click on any of them, it loads like a humongous image, and everyone was hammering it, and it would take like 5 minutes to get one. And I'm like, do I really want to see that beehive hairdo bigger? Like, I think I'm okay with a thumbnail.
Speaking of sort of old school. How's that for a segue? I
kind
of like this
good.
Post about cutaway artists and cutaway drawings, engineering diagrams and such. And it's
I didn't even really check this out. This is delightful. By
Clorox. Clorox made this post about cutaway drawings. And
it's
stuff.
Like you
and
guys were never kids.
I'm excited about the post. I got distracted. Well, because it's interesting because. As
wow.
a post, it's not. It's totally the antithesis of the comment, like the current sort of Tumblr blog of single images on a subject thing, because it's a big fucking forum thread. Like it's like a gigantic thread on a forum somewhere. So you have to click through to the next page and look for the next few pictures scattered throughout that page of forum posts. And it's a little bit tedious, but it's great pictures. And so it's like
184 forum pages of stuff. Yeah. And like interspersed is that's awesome.
So it's like someone could totally clean this up and present it more nicely, but this way it's kind of it's like before
it's
you
really
had this
cool.
clear sense that you should consolidate things in a clear presentation and people were just
and this is like the forum kind of this is how forums work.
Exactly.
Man, this is before AutoCAD, which would make this easy to do cutaways. They actually had to draw the entire frame of the car and then the outside of the car and then, ugh, that's crazy work.
Technical drawing was my best subject in junior high.
Awesome.
Wow. These are amazing.
There's a bunch of cool stuff in there.
My favorite tiny post about a new blog I'd never heard of was about the Retronaut one, which I wasn't happy to see. Like 2 days later, someone made another post about Retronaut or something like that. But it was awesome. By Bora Horza Gobachul.
I don't know how to pronounce that guy's name.
Bora Horza Gobachul.
Exactly.
Had 8 comments, which was so...
the first of which is a joke about hipsters, and the third of which is a response to the joke about hipsters.
Right, but it had a lot of favorites, so it's just a blog of someone like trying to live in the past, like tongue-in-cheek, like here's all the awesome old stuff, retro stuff. But I'd love the 50 years of Japanese concept cars that were pointed out. It's just awesome. And it's like in order from like 1958 all the way, what did Toyota do in 92 that they thought would be the future? And it kind of looks like today's cars. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, wow. And this timed exposure, there's all sorts of little nuggets like hiding here. The 3-year exposure, the longest photographic exposure. It's like
It's
just a smear.
Which, I think there was a post about that.
Probably.
Yeah.
Which is, it was just really fantastic. Or maybe I just saw it somewhere else on the internet. But I love, the longest exposure. I love the tracks of the sun through the sky. There's
and
just
the
so many,
shadows and
there's
stuff
so
like
many
that.
Details, go figure, in this 3-year long exposure. But,
right. Oh, I saw this post too. It was terrific.
The understanding Pac-Man ghost behavior post from Gryphus.
Oh,
Gryphus?
I missed that.
Gryphus. I'm going
That's
with Gryphus. I'm putting money on it.
Matt?
Maybe it's Grip
Tiebreaker?
Huss.
Gryphus.
Oh!
Oh, shit. Anyway, it's a post about how Pac-Man ghosts move. And someone references early on in there another older site that we've talked about before called the Pac-Man Dossier that also talks about a whole lot of details. And it's just really analyzing the shit out of how this game works, and it's a simple little game, but it's also it's a complex system, depending on how you look at it. And so this might be sort of pandering to me in terms
of fucked up a trivia question by not knowing what the first fruit was in Pac-Man.
Oh shit.
Cherry.
I know, thank you. I assumed it went like ABC or something. It was like apples, bananas, cherries. I just punted.
I just remember I'd only last like 3 or 4 screens, and I'd always get the cherry on the first one. So, yeah.
Good point.
All the whatever ghosts, all the writing the guy did on ghost behavior, like, I remember kids in the 80s having the patterns wired. Like, oh, yeah. They have
well,
the whole...
yeah. I mean, you don't necessarily need to understand the mechanics of how it works to find the pattern that works.
You and just that's, memorize the pattern yeah, and don't
that's,
fuck
that's
it
the biggest criticism of Pac-Man and a lot of older games like that is their AI just doesn't have a design that lends itself to sort of chaos. You know, you don't you don't get surprising behavior even if you don't actually understand what causes the behavior to happen. You can get it down because it's deterministic and it's repeatable and you can just sort of hammer through by rote. But you can also look really fucking carefully at how it works and make awesome stuff like that blog post.
And make nerds happy.
In other games posts, I loved Alter Ego, the post about a weirdo. A weird minimalist sort of like text game from, what, the 80s?
Yeah.
Or not text? With weird icons. It's just strange. And I downloaded the iPhone game, played it for like 4 hours. I think I got to like toddlerhood, maybe.
Is it fun? Is it worth getting? Or
it's interesting. It's like a $5 game, but like you just click on icons and then it gives you just questions like text adventure style, like because you're a baby for the first 10 hours of the game. It's like your mom is cooing at you. Are you happy? Yes. And like how do you? And then what do? And you have like two choices on everything, and then stuff happens.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things. I would say I think it's worth checking out just as sort of like an art game experience. I mean, whether or not you end up thinking, "Wow, this is a really fun game," or not, you know, just as somewhat of a difference from how video games have been, popularly evolved and popularly perceived. It's a nice example of something that's much more experimental in terms of how to deal with narrative in character and.
And and that post is by Raomi again.
Raomi.
Awesome. Raomi. That one I know.
Raomi.
But there's also linked in that post some free stuff as well that you can play online.
Oh, yeah. You can play it in your browser for free. So try that.
Nice.
So, yeah. I liked this dumb little post about pictures of people from Oino Papanton. I'm just going to go, because I think I mentioned another one by them already.
We talked about Oino Papantom in the in MetaTalk recently, about where the name came from.
Okay. Anyway, this post is like, every year my wife and I throw a party, and when I send out photos, I add famous people. And it's just some guy who like photoshops famous people into crappy, snapshots.
But they're good.
And yeah,
it's good Photoshop.
Yeah, some of the Photoshops are like not perfect. Some of them are just really fucking great. But it's all just it's
convincing.
It's like, oh, look, there's John McCain with a beer at my party, And it doesn't look like John McCain badly photoshopped in. It looks like John McCain having a bad picture taken of him at a party.
I only know who some of these people are.
Yeah, I know. So that's what that was the I don't own a television kind of comment.
I know Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. Most popular comment
Reese
was,
Witherspoon.
I don't, who are half of these young women that I'm supposed to know who
Someone annotated this stuff for you guys, if that helps.
Oh, six. Thank you.
Who's the, on number six down, who are those guys?
It's Shia LaBeouf and some dude.
Shia LaBeouf and some guy.
From like Transformers and that new Wall Street sequel Oliver Stone did.
Oh, yeah. He was on.
It's Kristen
That's
Stewart.
What he looks like now? Wasn't he on like Saturday Night Live or something like that? George Bush, I recognize.
I don't think so.
Oh, no? That's the chick from Twilight. Okay, I see.
Snoop Dogg, Obama.
Larry Fishburne. Is that Fishburne's wife or daughter or something?
This is terrible podcast right here. We should move on to our posts.
All right, well, Comedy I had a gold. Different...
Quick, now let's take turns naming fruit we can think of.
Banana.
Cherry, first level.
Kumquat.
My last single link post that I really liked because it spawned kind of a really interesting discussion was by Caddis, which was a link about it's a big post from the Journal of Food and Culture from Gastronomica talking about how this woman who's a French chef, she got 3 stars from Michelin, and she's only the 4th woman in the history of France to receive the honor, and why is that, and blah, 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 blah. And so, there was a thread that sort of talked about gender issues without too much of people being, I'm now scanning it because I remember it at the time.
I watched Top Chef, like, since the very first season. This comes up me and my wife every single time the season starts. We're like,
why is everyone a dude?
Why aren't there more women? And then you honestly go to, like, why is everyone on the Food Network almost, I mean, everyone at the top, celebrity chefs are almost always guys. And then it's like this power CEO asshole kind of thing is who rises to the top.
Is that how you become the top guys, by getting the least sleep and the most driven? Yeah.
Yeah. And steamrolling everyone in your path, kind of. And the few women that make it, you know, people call bitches behind their backs, which is crazy also, you know, because they're acting like a highly motivated dude that everyone's...
Right.
It's messed up.
You know, speaking...
But it's messed up because culturally, you know, women are usually the cook in the traditional history, but
well, and
at
that's
the very top.
I feel like we talked about this in
so
another...
Weird.
This was like a Freakonomics issue, right? That that once the job becomes highly statused, this is what happened with, oh God, what was it? Professors teaching? I can't remember what their example was. But, you know, this is a traditionally female profession, but then once it becomes highly statused, all of a sudden there needs to be a way for, you know, men to fight each other to the top, and then it becomes a overwhelmingly male profession. I'm trying to remember what...
Look at the Bell Labs photos and every... Programmers used to be all women, and I have lots of friends with moms that, like, programmed deep parts of, like, the Sybase SQL server in the 60s and 70s and stuff, and then suddenly today's computer science courses have, you know, 20% women in them. It's weird.
Well, speaking of the past and cooking, I like this post about 14th century European cookbooks.
They are going to build cities around that segue.
That's I think that may be best segue of the podcast.
Yeah.
Hey, by 13 killer.
By 13 killer, yes.
I think we all agree on how to pronounce that.
13 killer.
But anyway, I just thought it was really neat because it's like, hey, you know, this is not something where, you know, a cookbook is sort of like a thing of utility. We use cookbooks, you know, that are by definition contemporary because that's, you know, they're printed recently. I mean, if you think of an old cookbook, you think of, like, you know, something, you know, from the 50s or the 20s.
Joy of
maybe.
Cooking,
yeah.
Right.
You know, you don't really think about back when the language was not even, you know, casually parsable by a modern speaker. So, but I mean, shit, people were cooking, you know, 600 years ago, obviously. So I thought that was just really neat.
But there was no printing. So were these, like, handed down from stories or, I mean.
There was still writing.
Oh, yeah, I guess. This is handwritten stuff.
Yeah,
but not mass-produced.
You just weren't running off lots of copies quickly or anything.
Oh, these recipes are awesome. And you want? I'll just read
one real
quick.
And that's the thing,
quick.
Too, because, yeah, I mean, it's a whole different world of available ingredients, too.
Yeah.
So it's like you're
scald
not just...
and wash the red deer testicles very well in boiling water. Cook them well. Cool them. Slice them into cubes, neither too large nor too small. And fry them in lard. Oh, it's awesome.
I bet that's delicious, too.
Minnesota State Fair. Here we go. Awesome.
All right, now if we're just in general topics, I think we should also look at Snowball Cam, which was appreciated very much. Mobile spy cams that are that scoot along and has a snowball camera that when the okay, so there's these spy cameras that scoot around the Arctic islands in Norway. They've got electric motors. They scoot around on skis, but when they're threatened by bears, they release an onboard decoy device, the Snowball Cam. This is a Woodblock 100 post. Anybody
oh, yeah.
who hasn't seen this is it's this giant bear like attacking this crazy
ball.
You can watch them like eating a thing, and then the camera's just kind of near there and. It's cute, and the thing looks like something you see in, like, WALL-E or something, you know? It's got,
yeah.
like, these little...
Why are they
God's...
hassling polar bears?
I like the bloody face polar bear,
yeah.
right? Like, isn't that totally
like, hey,
not
up?
What you
yeah.
think of?
I'm just I'm eating a carcass here.
You don't see people selling Coke with that polar bear.
Exactly, right? Because they're giant, you know, carnivores of the icy
kind.
The icy kind.
But they're so cute.
But it's cool.
When
it shoots this little snowball out and it's adorable. It looks like some kind of dopey cartoon, but it's
speaking
real. That's
of
how we
frozen
get...
icy winters. I love the holidays on ice. The
Oh yeah.
The roundup post about what happens when deer fall through the ice or get stuck on lakes and stuff, and like that there's this whole world of people who rescue them and how to rescue them in a right way and a wrong way. And this creepy 8 reindeer fell into a lake at a Christmas
park. Christmas park,
and they're frozen, they're half submerged, and it's freaking people out, but there's nothing they can do till spring, and like kids have to see this, like, oh, it's so funny and gross.
That's hilarious.
This was great. This was a post by Waldo, who's another sort of longtime user, consistent quality poster, and it's a great post. This post kind of was in my like posts that are good stories, you know, that are really good. That the post itself tells a really good story. My favorite one of all these is the hero of Canton, the man they called Mr.
Oh,
B.
Yeah.
Verdot. Which was a mysterious benefactor who put an ad in the paper. I mean, you should read it yourself. I can't tell it any better than Filthy Light Thief told it. It was an anonymous person, gave money to a whole bunch of families with a pseudonym, and nobody knew who it was until, whatever, 70 years later. That it?
This is like modestneeds.com in 1933.
And no one even knew who the person was until the guy's daughter gave her son a suitcase full of letters and checks by that guy.
Yeah.
The guy's name was Samuel Stone, and this was, you know, his way of giving back. And then they had this big get-together with, like, you know, the descendants or grandkids of the people who had received money or whatever. It's a wonderfully put-together post.
Yeah.
And, you know, holiday spirit and all the stuff. And it also tells kind of a neat story.
Feel-good hit of the season.
Yes. It's the feel-good hit of the century.
I liked as a sort of little neat tech thing the post by Ardgadi.
RGD.
Yeah, I think of it as Ard.
RGD, like the letters.
Okay, whatever. R-G-D. Anyway, Ard made this post about something from Dan Kaminsky, who's Effugus, or however you say his username.
Effugus.
Effugus.
Anyway, so Kaminsky put together a little phone app that just literally changes the color palette of something it's pointed at. So that people who are colorblind have a reasonable chance of actually correctly identifying the colors of the things that they're looking at. So it's like a tiny little like window into augmented reality thing, but it's also totally fucking brilliant. And there's a ton of colorblind people out there. So it just really, it seemed like a nice little clever hack. And there's some discussion in the thread about it. But
did Effugus show up?
Yeah.
First comment. Isn't it like 10 or 20% of males have some red-green color blindness? It's really high.
Yeah,
something like
and then
that, yeah.
I just found out some women and no men have an extra color receptor.
Oh.
So instead of the 3 color receptors, they wind up with a 4th one? And
they
so
go
they have
CMYK
a...
instead of RGB.
I don't know!
When they meet in the street, they have lengthy arguments.
We call them illustrators versus photoshoppers. Andy Bayo is red-green colorblind, says it totally works, and he loves it.
That's so great.
Yeah.
He can figure out what socks to wear.
Or my brother-in-law is red-green colorblind. Every car he owns, he thinks is gray. It's always funny. And he has a hard time finding his car in parking lots. Like, he has to buy unusual cars because everything's gray.
Unless you just make an art car at that point, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Or just put one of those dealy bobbers on your...
antenna.
Yeah. Man, that's got to be really weird.
Yeah. I love this monster post by a great poster of the month. Intimation. Just for the tiny one throwaway line trivia question, so you'll win every trivia contest forever, which is what was Darwin's most popular book? And it's not Origin of the Species. But
on the formation of mold?
Yeah, a vegetable mold for the action of worms and their habits was his best-selling book. So
during his lifetime, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. You'll win every trivia contest based on that, which is...
That's awesome. And this is kind of a crazy, gigantic post.
And my last tiny favorite, this is the tiniest thing in the world.
Wait, I have a tiny favorite, too.
This is the...
oh, I love this one.
Oh, the guy in the Cleveland Brown season ticket holder. Oh, yeah. Post by Charlie Sue. about the Cleveland Browns season ticket holder fan who was getting annoyed with paper airplanes, so he sends this really weird, like, what'd you do before email back then? Actual letter. Sends a letter to the Cleveland Browns saying, like, I do not appreciate people throwing paper airplanes, you know, seeing it hit someone in the eye. And their response, it's just vintage classic, like the way lawyers used to be able to talk in 1974.
Some asshole is signing your name to stupid letters.
Yeah, attaches the letter we received. I feel you should know, you should be aware that some asshole is signing your name to stupid letters. That's the lead lawyer for the organization. You can't do that anymore. It's so great.
But it was true. It wasn't a hoax. Did they figure that out?
Nope. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I don't know if
the threat was
like
funny because everybody starts fighting about how to pluralize and possessivize the word Browns.
Oh, Metafilter.
Oh, now if you're talking about tiny posts, I have to mention just a dopey, like, pandering to me favorite post by Nora Reed, which is just little stuff. It's different links to people who do kind of micro art or micro versions of things. So, like, the world's smallest pony.
Oh,
here's
the
Obama family carved out of a piece of rice put in a pin. Here's tiny soccer players. It was just everything kind of tied together with this kind of tiny theme, and I enjoyed it very much.
That that is all totally fodder for Look at This Little Thing, which I see someone actually mentioned in the thread, but it's a Tumblr blog of just tiny stuff.
This better not be your own post.
No. This is a Serenade. Is the Mephite who does Look at This Little Thing.
Dude, you need things for scale. Everything's can't tell.
That skateboard's got moss on it.
I know, it's awesome. A skate park on a skateboard in a skate park on a skateboard.
Recursive.
My other little thing is there was a post about NetHack, and this is totally me just falling for pandering, but Vapid Dave linked
to out. Go ahead.
Post about Nascension. You guys are suck. You're like poop in
no
podcasting
verb.
Form. Whatever. No,
I'm listening.
I've
got year end accounting to do, so go ahead.
I got to the word vegan and started getting
anyway,
hungry.
It's about NetHack and it's complicated and I always like those and there's some fun talk about it. And Jay Harris inside writes out a nice long glossary of the post so people have no idea what the fuck it's talking about.
I love it when Jay Harris does that.
Yeah.
That's so wonderful.
So great. It's just a neat little thing. I mean, it probably not up for any like best post awards, but it was a post I liked last month, so. You
good.
Know.
It was a nice post. Vapid Dave does consistently good stuff also.
I have big post, too.
Where's my official post announcing that the contest? I can't find it.
For God's sakes, Matt.
It was probably by you to MetaTalk.
Oh, right.
And the only thing you've posted to MetaTalk until the infographic.
MetaTalk.
Click on your profile page.
You're right.
How can you have trouble finding your own? Oh, man.
I know.
You're user number one, if
that's
helpful.
I'm going to make a post to MetaTalk asking where it is.
Can anybody remember?
Aware of that. So wait, we're supposed to have best single link post, best multi... I'm just trying to go by the official rules.
Wait, are you done yet? I have a couple more.
I know. I'm just... Recap. We're tightening things up. What was the best single link? What was the best multi-link? What was the best mega link?
I feel like what we should do is we should finish talking about the ones we like here.
Yeah.
And then yes. we can decide on email what the
this
official
choices
are. This
is me suddenly telling everyone to shut that.
Hey, we've got a job to do here.
Close it up, baby. We're at 1 hour, so.
That's pretty good.
All right. I have a few more.
Okay.
There were a couple. Brahannistan posted this thing in MetaTalk recently about like watching a topic unfold and what were good threads where people had watched a topic unfold.
Yeah.
And I have to say I enjoyed the don't ask, don't tell thread because they said it's been repealed, but it hadn't actually been repealed yet. But it got repealed in the course of the thread. And it was interesting listening to people talk, mostly talk, a little fight. The bookmark not found about Yahoo sunsetting Delicious and watching everybody migrate to Pinboard.in and other things.
Yeah.
And there was a couple associated Ask Metafilter threads. And last sort of ongoing story that I enjoyed was the Bring It On post by Raumi, which was all about the Gawker Media hack. which was probably the biggest news to a lot of online nerd culture people of last month, because of course Tools emerged as the story unfolded so that you could figure out just how fucked you were and just how much people could figure out about this, that, and the other. So as far as like news as it unfolds, that was my category that I made up.
Nice.
And those were the three stories that I liked the most.
Did you get a copy of LastPass going like I did? I love it now.
LastPass. What is LastPass? No.
It's just a password manager and creator and works great in Google Chrome. And, like, I don't even know my Metafilter password anymore. I don't have a clue. It's ridiculously long and complex. And it's awesome. It's great.
It's now password, I don't know my password, password to
anything. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
9. They added the extra number, so it'd take 2.7 more years to figure out. Yeah.
It's the first 15 digits of pi, baby. Man, how many proud nerds do you think have stupidly unsecure passwords? Because like, oh, well, I've memorized pi, so I'll just use a bunch of digits from that. Haha, like no one else can figure out the digits of pi. Random thought. You know what? The one thread I remember most fondly that was mentioned in that Meta Talk post, I don't have it open right now, so I can't grab the link, but the tennis match one, mostly just because I was there and I watched so much of that fucking thing along with a bunch of other people and watch that like ridiculous marathon of hours and hours and hours of a tennis match that just would not end. So
I don't even think I know what you're talking about. What?
In the Meta Talk post that
real
Brahannis
tennis
made.
Or
yeah, real
tennis,
tennis
a metaphor
real,
for
no
something.
No, this was actual tennis. I signed up a sock
Photoshop
puppet account
tennis?
For one of
no
the actual like Wimbledon shit. I think Brahannis
there was a long
in the,
tennis match.
Yes, like it went 3 days long and a bunch
oh,
of us
right.
sat around
yeah.
streaming the thing.
Yeah.
And,
how do you play tennis for 3 days?
It went
really?
Like 9 hours or something. But
well, no, it was like
it
was a few hours on the first day, and then several more hours on the next day, and then like another hour on the third day, and then finally they managed to pull off a break point. It was ridiculous. It was dozens and dozens of games to a side.
And this was in like, there was a post.
Yeah,
about
yeah,
it?
No,
I'm sorry,
yeah,
I don't
yeah,
need
yeah.
to be.
I think it was mentioned in the MetaTalk posts that Perhanistan made that you were just pulling those various as they happen.
Oh,
out.
Okay, but it didn't happen in December necessarily.
No. It's just okay. I was just reminded of it. I was just being
oh,
conversational.
Cool.
I was just trying to be congenial.
Oh,
know,
the 29-minute
human interaction here, you know.
The longest tournament rally in tennis history?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. It was the worst day of my life is the title.
So here's my special snowflake category. You ready?
Yes.
Best actual thing that was... actually a Reddit comment that wasn't horrible or misogynistic or terrible or lame or yeah, it was just good. Just one comment that you can actually read. You don't have to fish out of 55 reply tabs or something, but it's good.
This is the damning with faint praise category. Good job, Reddit. You don't always disappoint us.
Suck.
Why are you guys picking on Reddit? Now the MetaTalk thread is going to be entirely about how you don't appreciate Reddit.
Oh, I find Reddit.
Ixnay on the edit ray AK.
I just find Reddit so hard to read physically. Their UI is so crufty. And then people are kind of crazy on Reddit sometimes. And there's sort of a streak. But this is great. Great story of a guy who's... breaks down on the side of the road, and it's just this like why he helps out people on the side of the road and hitchhikers now. And it's a great little story. Actual thing from Reddit I liked for the month. That was it.
Nice. Oh, here's another pandering personal favorite of mine. James Burke's popular television show Connections
yeah.
is available in its entirety online. Spaceman Sticks post, fairly straightforward, almost a single link post.
We talked about that on a previous podcast.
We talk
podcast.
About Connections all the time
yeah.
because it's the best television.
Yep.
But I
way
just wanted to pull
that
time. Out because it was great. Yes, way before its time.
My last thing.
Oh. Yeah.
And I guess I will invent the category best post that would prevent me from ever having to pay for any games again if I could just be entertained by this stuff. Zed made and for our European readers, his username is actually Zed. That's Zed, not just the
Cortex
letter
isn't being
Zed.
Foppish.
Yeah.
I can hear U's in your colors that you're saying.
It's a post called Just Add Dice, and it's just a giant roundup of dice-driven games, like just a huge... bunch of game systems, you know, and so it's basically, you know, varyingly short or long rule sets that you use dice to play games with. And it's just, it's this amazing roundup of stuff that you could, seriously, you could play games for the rest of your life with nothing but this stuff and some dice. And I think it's sort of a huge rainy day sort of resource, especially for anybody who has any special fondness for that kind of game system stuff. So I thought that was really fantastic. It's a little bit niche because not everybody's into that, but it's a really neat post about it. So good job, Zed.
So are we done or our final tallies?
A couple that didn't get mentioned that I thought were sort of honorable. Come on! Just a couple other more stories. I'm just going to drop them in here quick.
Okay,
Zero by Proxy did a great thing about this woman who had 100,000 negatives and nobody ever knew she even took pictures.
Oh, yeah.
And this unknown photographer's work came to light, which was nice. Ochre Draco's early in the month post got a lot of people talking about it in MetaTalk about this woman with her private language, and she vanished in 1939, and nobody ever saw her again, but there's this box of her writings that's around, which was just sort of terrific. And last comment, guy does a post about walking on the moon, who shows up on his blog. Well, he's an NPR guy, let's be fair, but who shows up to give him a comment but Mr. Neil Armstrong. Booyah!
Nice.
That's another Woodblock 100 post. That was everything I had on my list, except to say that the people I hadn't mentioned, Kip Manley, Wood Jockey, and BWG all made consistently good posts all month, none of which I pulled out specifically, but I noticed their names again and again when I was looking at stuff that I really liked.
Write them in the chat so I can write it up so I don't forget. So we're all in agreement. Best post ever was the one on the Hitchhiker's Guide. Yeah.
I think the Titanic post, yeah, that was...
Yeah, Starship Titanic. Thumbs up.
Easily James Cameron's best work.
Needs more explosions.
Because he made a movie called Titanic. And it's.
Wait, what?
Nothing.
So what's the best single link post? This is where I'm like,
I feel like we're gonna have to like just yell at each other in email for a while to hash that one out. I don't know if we can just come to a quick consensus here.
Right.
Why did I make these official categories?
I don't know. I was gonna suggest that we should just sort of like have three vague categories of, you know, mama bear, papa bear, and baby bear, and just not get too specific.
Why don't we do that? That's fine. I mean, I know we said we'd do one thing, but when have we ever done what we're going to say? Or, you know. I'm fine with that, changing it to Mama Bear, Baby Bear, and Papa Bear, or whatever you want to, you know, Vermont, Portland, and London. Like, whatever you want to do.
So, I guess...
Because I was just afraid that if we didn't have some, like, categories and honorable mentions, you know, we'd all agree on the best post and then not have anything else to talk about, and I wanted to be able to include as many good things as possible.
Yeah, no,
I said I'd give $100 gift certificates to the people with the other three official
That's
categories.
That's why it matters.
Well, I guess we have to stick
with
those.
Work in those confines then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
Let's
hash that out over email. But,
I can't tell the difference between multi and mega. That's what I'm thinking about now.
A few links
multi
versus
just
a
means
lot
more
links.
Than one. And I think mega means more than 10, I think is what we said.
But it doesn't get the grand prize winner, isn't it? The grand prize.
The grand prize winner could have been anything.
Right, yeah. All right. So we'll hash it out in email and post it on the notes for this podcast.
All right.
Sound good?
That
sounds
great.
And then you'll have to contact people and tell them to put a PayPal address in their profile and all the stuff.
Yeah.
Or however you want to do it. Does Rami already have an iPad?
I don't know. Is he in
Australia?
Did I
tell you
Australia?
My sister got two iPads for Christmas?
Whoa, rocking. So what'd she do?
Stereo.
She gave one to her boyfriend.
I would hang one around my
neck. One was engraved. So she kept that one, and the other one she gave back to the boyfriend who gave it to her, and he's going to get her an iPhone 4 instead.
Oh, cool.
I guess so.
So are we calling this done?
I think so.
Yes. Thanks to everybody for making so many good contributions in December. I thought it wound up being a really good month for all sorts of reasons.
Yeah. It was
holiday time is the worst time on Metafilter, and I felt like this year was a wonderful exception to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was especially everyone came out of the gate swinging, and they ended up.
They sprinted
to the line, that's for sure. Well, so it was
and
awesome.
When people had a bunch of time home with their family, some of them at least appeared to spend some of that time making awesome posts to Metafilter. So we appreciate
Screw
that.
Screw you, Grandma. I got some posts to write.
So we'll do another podcast like in a couple weeks maybe where we do normal podcast stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Because we should probably talk about as a teaser that Ask Metafilter helped me. Like, what the hell is this letter I received? Was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
What?
Did you not see this?
There was
mystery
music
letter
posts
from
everything.
Eastern
oh, man.
Europe.
Yeah, we'll get to that
oh,
next
that,
time.
Oh, that. Sorry, yeah, sorry, sorry. Yeah, I just didn't understand it from your description.
That was great.
Also,
yes,
I banned Cowlin.
We'll talk about the mystery letter and the song and all the other stuff in a couple weeks.
Yep.
All right.
All right,
great.
Cool. All right, see ya.